327-0365.
Was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Here we go again. It's Friday. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you on this sunny day in Minnesota here, Friday, October 21st, 2011. Yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of today's show, please give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. If you would like to talk about anything that we have been talking about over the last week and a half, now 2 weeks, I'm sorry, about this exposition, of course, this Lyceum and this high school assembly, as long as we can stay to those talking points, please give us a call and let's hang in there and roll forward, shall we? Again, folks, real quick before Mr. Other Guy says what he wants to say, and I'm sure he wants to say hello. Chubby. I'm just trying to make sure that he says as least as possible here. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And it, as usual, I have to say this. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So, go ahead, Jake.
Okay.
All right, now, folks, let's get going here. You know what's really interesting is just this week, it was just a couple minutes ago. I walked to the car, got into the car, drove back to the office after I drank my Mexican Coca-Cola, and I was listening to Fox on the way over here. You know, we need to talk to Ted, the owner of Genesis Communication Networks, folks, to get this guy rolling on Sirius XM radio, because I got like 250 some stations just on there. But in saying that, would that be awesome for Ted to just chime in to Sirius XM? Because this is where I was listening to my next point. I turned on Fox News because that's all I'll listen to if I listen to anything. And I'm really careful with even listening to Mr. Murdoch's outlets. I really am, to be quite honest with you. And doesn't anybody think that it's a little strange that Fox is advocating the same agenda that this administration is advocating? Now, let me explain really quick, and then I will let you say hello, okay, Jake? Herman Cain is under scrutiny now, I guess, said the conservatives. And he's under scrutiny for advocating preservation of life. Herman Cain was asked a question in Iowa, I believe it was today. I'm just giving you tidbits as to what I heard, folks. So what do you think of abortion? He said abortion should be illegal, absolutely illegal. And the conservative Fox host said, the host, she said, yeah, but what if there's a family looking for a loophole for that child at some point, if the parents don't want the kid, that they can abort them? Uh-huh. She wants the liberty to do that.
Yep.
And they're advocating, folks, really in saying that to say this, they're really advocating the same social agendas as this administration, yet that's all they do is oppose this generation.
Just a little behind.
Yep. Herman Cain said, absolutely, it's illegal to abort a baby. And it is, folks. This Republican constitutional form of government that we have, it is absolutely illegal. It's never been legalized. It's under the guise of law, the color of law, but it's not law. And so she asked him what his take was, and then she said, well, what if a family has a kid that they think, you know, they don't want? Well, the first thought that goes through my mind is, how about telling that family, the family.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, she sounds like she's walking right in Margaret Sanger's footsteps.
The family.
That the most merciful thing that a family can do is kill one of its own members, said the founder of Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. But she was going right in line with Margaret Sanger, right in line with this socialistic agenda, mm-hmm. to go ahead and kill. Herman Cain said, listen, if they want to make the choice to have an abortion, it's going to be illegal. And if she wants to, that family wants to make the choice to break the law, then they're going to be held accountable for breaking the law.
That's right.
Why would he be held? Why would he be under scrutiny by the conservatives for saying something like that? And by the way, Fox is not the representative for conservatives, folks. It's getting to the point where there's no difference between the left and the right. It really is. And that's how sick it is. And this is why Christians and real conservatives and real Tea Partiers and real Republicans and real Americans, patriots, so on and so forth, need to stand up and say enough of this. I've expressed the definition of the word patriot for a while now here on the radio, but the word patriot means to uphold dying laws. And, folks, we need to uphold the dying laws. But here, again, we have a news anchor for Fox News going right along with this administration and his social agendas. If it wasn't last week promulgating the gay agenda, this week they're promulgating the abortion agenda.
Yeah. So you got a liberal outlet that hates Fox, let's just say, hypothetically. Herman Cain turns to the woman and says, well, you know, the liberal outlet really feels the world would be better without you Fox News anchors. Therefore, they feel that it should be okay to kill you.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do that. Why? Because I'm an adult. You can't kill me. It's the same thing with a kid. We've left off thinking that this thing in the womb is something other than a person.
Yeah.
It says the presuppositions of our government that we understand to be true, that we all agreed before we laid out the context of our government, is that all men are created equal, and they're endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life. Number one! There's no debating on the life of a child. The parents can't debate on it. If that child's 3 years old and he's a whiny brat, can the parents decide to kill it? That's ludicrous.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, so that's the lunatic fringe they're on right
and
now.
And because you have an emotional tie that wants to do away with something in your way, it will not stop.
But this is why you have a left.
That's right.
Because what happens is when they see the conservatives bend just a little bit,
yep.
in agreement with the left,
yep.
the left jumps on their back.
Yep.
And then what they do is they just grab the hold of more ground,
yep.
that they can take, because after all, the conservatives say it's okay too.
That's
well,
right.
Let me tell you something. If you're on the left side of the aisle, which you don't belong on the left side of the aisle if you're an American. Let me say this. They're not the standard. Jesus Christ is.
Right.
We're going to come back and talk about my exposition just a little bit more. Just a food for thought moment. We'll be right back with Bradley and Jake. If you'd like to be a part of the radio show, it's 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it, and I really appreciate your witness. Just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Freeze-Dry Guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze-Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Jake, I'll give you another minute if you'd like.
Yeah.
Because I want to talk about what we've been talking about over the last 2 weeks and do another portion of my exposition on drug programs, which is going to blow folks away.
Yeah. We touched on it a little bit yesterday.
No, you did.
That's
you
true.
Jumped the gun. We were talking about alcoholism yesterday and what Bill Sardi said.
Right.
And then what I didn't tell the people is the last quote was by Dr. Benjamin Rush, who was one of the signers of our declaration. Mm-hmm. He said the remedy for alcoholism back in the day was total abstention.
Mm-hmm. Quit.
That's it. Did you hear that, folks?
I can't.
Yeah, I need help. I need to go to a program every day and have other people tell me about how hard it is for them that they want the bottle.
Gee whiz.
You know?
This is hard.
But isn't it interesting about the story that I told about the guy that was laying in the bed with 2 to 10 days to live? Well, at the end of my exposition, folks, the end of this lyceum, I'm going to tell you what that man did after we left, but I'm not telling you yet.
So
I'm not jumping the gun.
To go to your exposition, folks, I just want to read you some feedback. We've been talking about the My War documentary, which is this exposition we're talking about. I had a gal email last night. This is on the Facebook. Right on sonsoflibertyradio.com in the upper right-hand corner, you can click on the fan page that we have. This is one of the comments. I wish parents, after she saw a clip of us and what the kids reacted after us being asked to us being removed from a school.
And it's not just for kids, it's like Trix cereal, folks. It's not just for kids, believe me.
That's right. But kids will get it,
yep.
And that's the importance. Corrine wrote, I wish, this is after watching the My War documentary, folks. It's on the.
Did you say Kareem?
Corrine.
Oh, Corrine. Mm-hmm. I thought you meant like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yeah,
Skyhook Jabbar.
Sorry.
He made a great
I don't mean to add too much humor here, but go ahead.
Corrine wrote, this is after she watched the documentary. Clip, I wish parents and other people who are claiming to be of Jesus would stand up. This is not just Bradley Dean's fight. This is a fight for the right and a stand for Jesus. If we don't stand, we will certainly fall. And she didn't stop at that either. She actually made another comment to that. And if I can find the right screen here. But this is good because this is, again, this is the response to this My War documentary. You've really got to see this, folks. Corrine Walker said, we need to make sure our kids and grandkids learn the Word of God and the principles of this country we're founded on. We only have the power if we pass on the knowledge to our children. And she's got a little picture, you know, Facebook pictures. It's got a little girl. The guy who commented to this said, speaks the simple, plain truth. OMG. I think it's oh my gosh or oh my whatever. this is just too true, exclamation point. He put like 20.
Which segment is it, Jake?
This is the one with the, I think it was the one where we asked to leave one of the schools.
Oh, okay.
The kids responded afterwards with the light.
Okay.
Our country slash government slash media is out of control. God help our kids, comma, grandkids, and bring them and our country back to greatness. Well, that requires us. That requires
to
you
lead
folks.
The way.
And I totally encourage you to watch this documentary because it will equip you. This isn't the end all and the answer, but I'll tell you what, it sure does show what it takes to apply this message in civil society and make a difference and a change, and you will see it in the kids' life throughout all the high schools that this ministry has done. So again, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Right there on the home page, you can see My War. Click on it, watch the trailer, and see what these people are commenting about.
Back to business.
Back to business.
Victor Hugo said, "Where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused or allowed the darkness." Now, what about drugs? Crystal, crack, cocaine, dust, heroin, marijuana, so on and so forth. Drugs are glamorized from music, Hollywood, TV, magazines, and of course the streets. And here again are the seeds. You reap what you sow. After watching a program about 10, 15 years ago now, it's been about 15 years ago, they did a program called The Transportation of Drugs to America. And what they did is they showed the camera actually going over there and interviewing people, and they were very angry with the American people. And the reporter asked them, "So why are you so angry?" And one of the foreigners from Colombia in that situation said, "You have no idea how you get your drugs back to America." And the reporter asked them, "How?" And they have something called cocaine cowboys, folks. And this foreigner said to the reporter from America, he said, basically, you take our little kids, 8 to 10 years old, and you cut their throats, you empty their body cavities, you stuff them full of cocaine, and then you ship them back to America. Yes, America, that's how you get high. You know, just yesterday, speaking of the same topic, I was listening to a portion on a report of the borders and what's going on in Arizona. Folks, do you guys realize you wouldn't have a border, an illegal immigration situation in this country if America has a drug problem? They have a Mexican problem, too, because they are buying drugs from the Mexicans, so they are actually drawing foreigners over the borders to come into America illegally. And I thought about that yesterday, and I thought, well, these people wouldn't be coming here if the American people didn't feed on what they had to offer them. Well, they're feeding on your money. Well, you're feeding on their drugs. You have a drug problem in this country because the American people are buying the drugs. You're alluring. If you use drugs or you buy drugs or you know someone that uses drugs, you're actually a part of the problem because you are alluring illegal immigrants to come over here and take a chance. And it's the same thing even where companies hire illegal immigrants. Well, they're still alluring them over because they'll hire them for a cheaper. Yeah, that's right.
It's like you know, in your house, if you spill Kool-Aid on the floor and you leave it there, you're creating an environment that is going to do what? Attract unwanted things, namely ants or whatever. And it goes right back to the point there. It's not he who the quote from Hugo. He said it's he who caused. And you said aloud earlier, but he who caused the darkness. When you do that, you create an environment that is going to draw them over. That's why Rick Perry is taking so much heat right now, because he's giving college benefits to illegal immigrants.
Dude,
where else are they going to go? Minnesota, where they got to pay twice as much, or Texas? I wonder.
I don't know what's wrong with that picture, but let's get back to the point. Folks, in Las Vegas, they don't have a drug problem on the strip where all the casinos are. Can anybody tell me why that is? Because grandpa and grandma and uncles and aunts are going over there spending millions and millions of dollars every year at the casinos. Therefore, they put a kibosh on crime so grandpa and grandma and uncle and aunts come so they feel safe to come.
Environment.
That's right. If they had a drug problem there and there's a bunch of gangbangers on the streets, do you think grandpa and grandma are going to come? No. So what do, folks? They don't have a problem with drugs in Las Vegas on the strip because they don't want a problem with drugs on the Las Vegas Strip. And I don't think I need to say, should anybody guess why that might be the case? Mm-hmm. I just explained it to you. Again, because they enforce the laws. Now, again, I wish I could point my finger at the government as being the problem. But again, folks, someone has to be buying the drugs. Who's buying the drugs? A little side note here. President Bush's top drug advisor, John P. Walters, said, this is July 15th, 2002 on CNN. Listen carefully to what he said. This is President George Bush's top drug advisor. He said, government's anti-drug ads are largely being ignored by the teens and find no evidence that the multi-million dollar campaign is discouraging drug use. Can you say duh? Mm-hmm. Folks, again, the more I tell a kid not to do something, what does he want to do? Exactly what you told him not to do. Now, do any of you out there have a car that doesn't work? Well, if you have a car that doesn't work, do you continuously put gas in that car that doesn't work? Well, the common sense response to that question or that statement would be, no, you don't do that. But what's interesting is John P. Walters does, because Walters still wants to maintain the current funding of $180 million while the government spends $18 billion on anti-drug efforts each year. Well, if the government in our country doesn't want drugs here, then why don't they enforce the laws against those crimes? Yep. And I'll tell you why they don't. They let them in, if they're not bringing them in, by the way, to America, because it feeds a bureaucracy. It feeds financially a lot of people, namely the court systems, the attorneys, the defenders, so on and so forth. Everybody gets paid out of that. Now, again, let me ask you a question. The more I tell kids in this country and a lot of adults, the more that I tell them not to do it, what do they want to do? They want to do what you just told them to do. And I don't know why that is, but it's a spiritual situation, and I'll explain that later. But isn't it interesting that not too long ago I seen a picture of a little boy, a cute little boy, and right under his face they were talking about a program called the DARE program, and it said right above his head, it starts with a DARE, speaking of drugs. Isn't that interesting? How many of you out there have ever heard of the DARE program? The word DARE means to provoke or to challenge or to defy. Here, I'll say it again. The word DARE means to provoke or to challenge or to defy. I already asked you the question, what happens the more I tell kids not to do something, the more they want to do it? So why would I dare them not to do drugs? While on vacation at Ripley's, believe it or not, in Orlando, I noticed when I walked into the building, at the very end of the museum, they had this big button that said, do not push this button. Folks, guess where all the kids ran? They ran to the button because they wanted to be the first one to push the button that they were not supposed to push. I'm going to keep going down this vein when we come back again, folks. This is the Sons of Liberty. And if you'd like to be a part of this show, please give us a call, 1-877-807-9977. Again, we're talking about drug programs that are about as backwards as it can possibly be. But that's what they're pushing on your kids. We'll talk more about it in just a minute. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't with me. No woman be here. I just can't you watch. My LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Too much coffee.
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I have a brand new Mexican Coca-Cola, folks. Right before the break, I was talking about what took place during our vacation, me and my wife's at Ripley's, believe it or not, in Florida about 12 years ago. At the end of our little tour through their museum, they had a do not push button at the very end of the tour. And guess what all the little kids did? They ran up to the button that they weren't supposed to push because they wanted to be the first ones to push it. Now, folks, we're talking about drug programs, programs that are being taught in public schools all across this country. Some are on the downturn, some are on the uptake. But what's interesting is drug use has gone up 30% nationwide since the inception of these programs, such as DARE, such as MEDA in the state of Minnesota here. DARE's message is muffled, muddled, and confusing. It does not tell kids that they must not use drugs. Listen carefully. It tells them that they have a right to say no, implying that they also have a right to say yes. Isn't that interesting, folks? Have you ever been to the DARE's website before, for example? When you go onto the DARE website, you can look up for drug information. And by the way, it's a kid-friendly website. And you look up at the top, and there's all the little kids up there with their DARE t-shirts on. But if you put on or push in or push the button, drug information, guess what it does, folks? It pulls up cocaine, crack cocaine, ecstasy, GHB, heroin, inhalants, LSD, marijuana, crystal, Ritalin, Yaba, Nazi speed. Some of these I've never even heard of, folks. See, now what we do is we have the cops go into public schools and teach the kids how to commit the crime. Isn't that interesting? I'm on the DARE program here. It says cocaine use and cardiovascular complications. Street names, blow, snow, nose candy, derived, where it comes from, folks, the description, and folks, you ready for this one? How to use it. As I just said, if you don't want someone to use drugs, then you don't show them how to use them. If you don't want someone to commit the crimes, then you don't show them how to commit the crime. What again stops drug use and crime, folks? Magnifying the laws and judgment. Folks, these programs such as the DARE program and MEDA in the state of Minnesota, it's like a carrot dangling in the front of the nose of a horse. Oh, and by the way, did I forget to tell you, these are all collegiate findings, by the way, folks. Did I forget to tell you that 2 years ago, the University of Michigan found that eighth graders that went through the DARE program tripled in drug use? And even after all the ineffective findings, program supporters said cutback is not needed, but an expansion. Sounds like John P. Walters, doesn't it, folks? See how it feeds the bureaucracy? You want to see DARE's big flop? Then do a Google search on DARE's failures. Oh, and by the way, right out of the horse's mouth. One of the designers of the DARE program, Dr. William Hansen, stated, "I think that the program should be scrapped and developed anew." Oh, you think? The conclusion of the Congressional General Accounting Office, the United States Surgeon General, the National Academy of Sciences, and the United States Department of Education is stating the program is completely ineffective and sometimes even counterproductive. You better bet your bottom dollar. Worse than doing nothing, they said. I had a little girl named Arissa from Fridley, Minnesota, write a letter to the ministry via email. And she had said this about a program called the MEDA program. I never said a thing to her about this program. She just brought it up. Listen to what she wrote to us. The last speaker that we had was a lady, and she did absolutely nothing. Oh, no, she did a whole lot. She started her presentation on meth, MEDA, by giving the information a lot like on the DARE website. She made the comparison and the parallel. She told us what it was, the street names, how to get it, and how to use it. She went into such detail as to put the formula up on the screen for all of the students to see. When she was asked about it, she commented, "You asked me to come here and speak about meth, not to tell them that they shouldn't use it," said the program director. You have got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me, folks. After doing a high school assembly in Minnesota here, my wife was preparing to do an elementary school assembly when she... My wife approached was approached by the elementary principal, and she said, "I heard you really bash on the fifth." She was going to teach the fifth grade kids the DARE program. She said, "I heard you really bash on the DARE program." I said, "No, we don't bash on anybody's program. We just show you what the fruit of those programs are. They're teaching kids how to commit the crimes." At the same time, the high school teacher came over to me and told me that they have a major problem with crystal methane in their school. And I looked at him and I told him, "Sir, how couldn't you have a major problem with crystal methane in your school when you're teaching them how to commit the crime?" I end with this. Our very protected third grade grandchild came home after her exposure to DARE and proceeded to put straws up her nose and tried to snort any powder available. Enough already. But what do we do if we don't bring in cops to teach kids how to commit the crimes? Well, we always have another branch of bureaucracy called Narcotics Anonymous. See, folks, do you remember the ambulance I was talking about at the bottom of the mountain? See, what we do in this country, we put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain and call it Narcotics Anonymous. We're taught to say our name, admit we're sick, not responsible, and say, "You need to help me." Isn't that interesting? You need to help me. No, you need to make a choice not to break the law, because if you break the law, we're going to enforce the laws against your crime. You don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime.
That's right, and this all goes back to this. We think that we can be smarter. If we would just educate people, people would make the right choices. So education now determines morality. If you have a good education, you'll be able to make, if we lay out for you all of these drugs, all these bad things that they do, kids will, once they're educated, they'll just make the right choice. That's where they're wrong. That's where people are wrong. And that's where our founders understood that we have a sin nature. We have a nature inside of us that works against laws, the laws of nature and the laws of our Creator. That's why government's job is to exalt justice.
To restrain men from sin, quote unquote.
Yeah, not educate. Yeah. Why do we have a federal drug program in the first place? I'm taking this outside of where this is at. This is why we have problems when the government gets out of their own jurisdiction of doing what you just said, to be the sword, to bring terror upon crime, criminals, to protect us. Then they get into this education business and they destroy, they like take a sword. Their purpose is antithetical to the results that they're getting. It's totally contrary to it, and it works against it. If we magnify the laws and justice, We don't have to educate and tell them, oh, did you know they call cocaine three different things? Did you know that? Do you know what happens when you snort it up your nose? You have respiratory problems and stuff. Who cares?
You know,
it's wrong and illegal.
Yeah. You know what? I've heard this twice now. I've heard from law official enforcement agencies. I remember specifically in Missouri where a cop, and this happened several times, by the way, but I remember cops used to be in my assemblies, and they would sit there and nod their head.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew exactly what I was telling them was the truth.
That's right.
You know, two times, on two different occasions, I've heard law enforcement officials say to me that, but if we didn't have these programs, I wouldn't have a job.
Yeah. Job security.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So drug use, as a matter of fact, I just heard it last week. Drug use gives somebody a job.
That's right.
To enforce the laws against those crimes.
Yep.
But if you really meant what you said in enforcing those laws,
mm-hmm.
and you didn't tolerate the crime, you wouldn't have to worry about it.
That's right. And you would have a better society as a result of it, which is what we're supposed to be going at in the first place.
You were talking about education.
Yep.
What about drugs? What about crystal? What about crack? What about dust? What about heroin, marijuana? Who's teaching the kids how to commit the crimes? Drugs are glamorized in music, Hollywood, television, magazines, and, of course, the streets. And by the way, folks, even in public schools, it's just as easy to get drugs in a school now than it is to get them in a jail now. And folks, don't think it's not happening. It's happening. Mm-hmm. It really is. And if they don't know where to get it in a public school, they know how to get it.
Yeah.
If they don't know how to get it in jail, listen to what I'm telling you. In jail, they know how to get it, and they know who to get it from.
Yeah.
So who's educating them, mm-hmm. and what are they being educated with?
That's right.
And who's doing the educating?
Who's the one doing the educating? I mean,
totally.
When a police officer pulls you over, he doesn't give you an education on speeding, does he? He gives you a ticket.
That's right.
His job. Why in the world
great
do
point.
Cops come into schools and they're going to educate? No! Their job is justice. The family's job is education. That should be done at home. That should be done when the pulpits are thundering the fear of God. So
that's
men don't want to break laws. They don't want to say, well, why shouldn't I break this law? Well, because if you snort too much cocaine, you'll hyperventilate, and then you might die. And it's illegal, too. But more importantly, want to educate you on why it's so bad.
Tell the story of Zach, who went to a drug program here in Minnesota. Go ahead and share that story.
Exactly.
We made a video of it, folks. It's called Why by Junkyard Prophet. But go ahead and share, Jay.
That's right. And this kid was in the program when I came in. I came into the program and went through. It was a Christian place. You know, he gave his life to the Lord, loved Jesus, read his Bible, etc.
At least that's what he said.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm kind of being facetious, so I hope you can kind of get my slant on that when I say, you know, they love Jesus. You don't have to tell that you
We're
love.
Mocking,
you just show. But Zach's in the program. He goes out. He graduates. I mean, graduates with flying colors. He's sort of working on staff. He was actually my staff member, you know. He's supposed to be like a mentor to people that are going through the program now as well, against drug use, etc. So Zach ended up, you know, getting another job outside of the program, went out, and wound up smoking crack on the streets downtown Minneapolis in the Hoodie Hood area. After he finally whacks the bottom again and says, whoa, gee, I shouldn't have been doing those things, he gets back into the program.
There was the professed Christians with arms wide open.
And they're
going
to embrace that.
Yep.
Now, this happened in his life, folks, and this is what we have to listen to. We need to understand God's no. The director of the program, while everybody was praying in a circle, pointed his finger right at Zach and said, Zach, you know what it's like to go back. You don't go back to your vomit. You don't go back to the stuff that you were doing before because you know you could lose your life. And God had mercy and spared your life. Though you went back, he gave you a chance to get it right. Zach nods his head, yeah. A couple days later, Zach is huffing inhalants and kills himself in that same program. And then, while
and
people are praying...
And I suppose he's in heaven now.
That's right. While people are praying, they're praying in a circle. Some people are saying, well, where was God at to help Zach when he just huffed the inhalants?
No, the day before, the pastor prophetically told him and warned him.
You know what it's like, Zach.
That's exactly right. So God was faithful enough to warn him before
always
he
this.
Did it again the next day. Yeah. But here's the professing Christians blaming God for Zach's lack of integrity.
That's right.
You got Bradley and Jake. We're going to come right back, and I'm going to talk about a good judge, but I'm going to tell you what the bad guys did to the good judge. Talking about Maximum John Wood right after the break.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. To that end, the Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, November 29th. The location will be the Jesus People Church, located just west of Maple Grove. The cost is $240 for individuals or families, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. Or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, I want to talk about this again. We're on our last segment, folks. If you want to call in, please do real quick. 1-877-807-9977. Thank you for those daily calls off air. We get notes all the time, and we just really appreciate you guys that do call in and get stuff thrown up on the board. And we'll do our best to hit your topics, but it's cool that people are out there thinking. So some people always don't want to jump on the air, but if you want to jump on the board, the girls will throw it up there for you, and we appreciate you doing that. But in saying that, if you'd like to be a part of the show, give us a call, 1-877-807-9977, or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Jake, we were talking about drug use right before the break, and it's interesting because when you were talking about that, you said, well, when you get pulled over by a cop and he gives you a ticket, he's not there to teach you how to drive. No, you should have learned that in school before you got your license. Yep. He's just there to enforce the laws. And I thought, you know what? I learned when I wasn't tolerated. Yeah. I learned how to do the right thing when nobody would tolerate me doing the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. That's love. Mm-hmm. It really is. When there's no more limits to push, as you said, it's really true. That's when I learned. Yep. You know, parents all the time, they get it wrong. They think that if they let their kids do more of what they want to do, rather than you holding the standard, that's going to win your kid over. No, it backfires every time. Yep. We do alternative schools. I remember doing one in Coon Rapids. And I remember that the alternative schools are for the kids that can't make it in public schools because they're troublemakers. 9 times out of 10, folks, troublemakers in public schools, or the lowlifes, as they call them, or the losers, as they call them, you know what it really comes down to? Is a bad home life.
Yeah, parents.
That's it.
Totally.
So what do? Instead of them raising the bar, they lower the standard. Yeah. Instead of raising the standard, they lower the standard. And then the kid, guess what he does when he goes to alternative school? Then he starts to rule the roost with the other teachers. Yeah. It's like, what are you doing? Yeah. The law is completely turned up on its head in every sense of the word. Instead of, again, raising the standard, they lower it. I've said this before, and I'll say it again, folks. People will always rise to the level of expectation. That's why people want to be Navy SEALs. That's why people want to be the 101st. That's why people want to be Marines. They want to be a part of something that's going to excel and go over the top rather than to succumb. People are tired of becoming succumbers and subject to a low standard. But we see that all the time. Mm-hmm. And what do the kids do? Well, then they go into a job place, the workplace, mm-hmm. and then they start to tell their bosses what to do, and then they get fired right away, and then they try to figure out why, and then they become depressed, and then there's the counselors that put them on antidepressants, and then all of a sudden they end up committing suicide. See, they did it the wrong way. No, you push people. Good coaches push people, folks, to the limit because they want to pull the gold out of them to the surface. That's what it comes down to. So anyways.
But anything with value is going to go through that process that you're talking about.
Anybody knows that. Even spiritual lessons, mm-hmm. natural lessons, everybody knows that. Now, folks, I want to get to this really quick, but have you ever heard of Maximum John Wood before? He's from Texas. He was from Texas. John Wood was a judge. They called him Maximum John Wood. I hope you're with me already on that point. But John Wood hated crime so much to those that broke the law that if you broke the law in the smallest degree, he would give you the maximum sentence. See, he hated crime and he loved justice and liberty. He loved righteousness and that's how he would establish it. He wouldn't tolerate the crime. Now, have you ever heard of Woody Harrelson before, the actor? You know, White Men Can't Jump? Remember that guy? Did you know that his dad was actually thrown in jail? By the way, he's deceased now. But he was thrown in jail for a two-life sentence for actually shooting Maximum John Wood. This is what happened. John Wood was the judge of this county that some drug traffickers got busted in. And they knew that if they stood in front of John Wood, that they would go to jail for the maximum sentence. Again, that's why they called him Maximum John Wood. So Woody Harrelson's dad allegedly shot Maximum John Wood in the back of the head for $250,000. See, folks, that's why Christ was crucified, because he is such a good judge. And who was judged through the cross? The prince of the power of the air, the prince of this world. He was judged through the cross. See, the Bible says, had they known, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. But that's after the cross experience. But in saying that, folks, see, God doesn't tolerate sin neither. He's such a good judge, and he loves his people so much that he wants to understand why Christ died on the cross. And how much does God love me and you? Look to the cross of Christ. That's how much he loves us. How much does he hate sin? Look to the cross of Christ. That's how much he hates sin. And if we love God and we understand the price paid, that is the essence of the gospel, we'll never do anything to put Christ back on that cross again. That's what good judges do when they establish righteousness and judgment. They enforce the law to the maximum sentence. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. Now, did Woody Harrelson's dad receive mercy? No. Because Woody Harrelson's dad didn't show mercy to Maximum John Wood. And I highly doubt Maximum John Wood was asking Woody Harrelson for mercy. Mm-hmm. And the point is, folks, that he was such a good judge that he didn't tolerate the crime. And the bad guys had to kill him to do just that. Let me ask you something, folks. What happens when there's no more good judges? You have no justice. If you have no one to enforce the laws of the land, guess what you lose? Liberty. You don't have any more liberty. That's why in your Supreme Court building, it states, with Moses in the Ten Commandments over the top, it says, justice is the guardian of liberty. Justice is the guardian of liberty. Now, I want to make one more point. We've been talking about drug programs that are basically teaching kids how to commit the crimes in this country. Now, do I think that they are actually teaching the kids, you know, the lower level? Do I believe that it's their intent to teach them how to use drugs? No, but they haven't thought it through as to see what they're actually producing. Mm-hmm. And so in saying that, I think they're inadvertently teaching them because it's just thrown on them to teach them. And so saying that, I want to make that clear. But I wanted to say one thing. Yesterday we were in a constitutional course with Michael Peruca, the presidential candidate for, what was it, for 2004?
Yep.
He actually did a program with Jake here in Minnesota. And he had brought up something that when our forefathers, and I'm just talking about the reference, the standard here, and this can all tie into what we're talking about here, but it's interesting that when our forefathers sent the 27 grievances to the king, we have to keep in mind, folks, that that king already thought he was the law. Mm-hmm. So those grievances from our forefathers meant nothing at all. They could have been 270 grievances. There could have been 2,700 grievances. There could have been 270,000 grievances. It didn't matter because King George thought he was the law. Mm-hmm. That's a democratic form of government. Yep. And by the way, that is despotism, and that is a tyrant to the very definition. Okay? What our forefathers did is they removed man, and they put God in his place as a republican form of government. Mm-hmm. You want to expound?
Yeah, and that was part of what, when Michael was talking about the presuppositions, before they wrote the article, they had to establish that premise that our rights come from God. God is the lawgiver, and there is a creator, and all mankind, including the king, is subservient to him. Therefore, here are our grievances. If they wouldn't have laid that out, and that's what's so important, some people say, well, the Declaration of Independence isn't in the, it's not the Constitution. There's no God anywhere in our Constitution. When you separate and eliminate God from your government, you're going to have tyranny.
Yeah, well, we're talking about the drug programs that are teaching the kids how to commit the crime, and I've said this before, and I want to interject to what you're saying, is the fact that man is not the standard, but when you begin to look at programs like this, you can see where man got in the way of God, and instead of forcing God's laws against these crimes, now they try to figure out a method to make money off it rather than obeying God.
Yeah, and it's under
and
the guise
the fruit thereof.
It's always under the guise of education, too. We're going to get better. We're going to, here's the key word, evolve. We're evolving. All these old barbaric, archaic laws, that's old stuff.
Yeah.
Another thing,
what
too,
do they know?
And the principle of separating God and government. You can't separate God. There is lines between church and state. The state can't come in and tell the church what to do. Freedom of conscience.
So you got
they
it backwards.
Dictate. That's exactly right.
So you have man usurping God's laws when they're saying separation of God and government.
That's right. God and government, this is why, again, the Declaration, even in the list of grievances, the 27, 28 grievances in the Declaration of Independence, they were complaining, not mainly, but one of the biggest grievances was against the courts of justice. Because, see, when you think you're God, then you control justice. And when you control justice, it's your opinion that reigns. And essentially all you're saying is, I'm God.
Yeah, you're legislating. You're an activist. That's what one of the topics was, is why is the Supreme Court changing their mind all the time? Mm-hmm. Well, folks, if you understood who you were, it doesn't matter how they're changing their mind. Remove the judges.
And stick to that.
Yeah.
Don't debase yourself to arguing on their platform. They're going to win.
Yeah, if they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to give you the right answers, folks.
Yep.
So equate that to what we're talking about right now with the standard here. The standard is God, folks. Mm-hmm. If you don't want them to commit the crime, then teach him the laws of God. And I'm talking about the moral law of God.
Right.
Thou shalt not kill. Well, listen, thou shalt not kill yourself is a part of that definition as well. Yes. So when they're using drugs, guess what? Also tell them that they have no inheritance into the kingdom of God. And show them in the word, but practice what you preach so they can see God through your life. And then guess what they'll do? You'll see the fruit thereof, and they'll walk as how you taught them to walk. Mm-hmm. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake. Tomorrow we're going to be talking with Rick Santorum. I think he's probably the only moral presidential candidate out there right now, but we're going to have him live at 5 o'clock tomorrow, Central Standard Time. Again, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you tomorrow.